Hello, my name's Dara.
And my name is Daigoro.
We're Beaver Rock pupils at the Dragon. I'm a flexi boarder in Strings.
And I'm a boarder in Dragon House. Today we share our bond break with Mr. Amora, who joined the Dragon in 2018.
Mr. Amora teaches us English and is head of D-Block.
We talk to Sir today from Schoolhouse.
Hello, sir.
Hi, guys.
My favourite year group at the Dragon is B Block.
And mine's also B Block.
Why?
Because it's just more fun.
You get more choices now.
Yeah.
In houses too.
In the house you get more choices.
Also, yeah, house is better. So, as head of D Block, what would you say is your favourite thing about working as your year group?
I like working with little D-Blockers. I find they always have something funny to say when they walk through the door. And, you know, as you know, like in the mornings, it's my favourite time of day, and I hear some wonderful things about how they ate 16 jam tarts in 1 minute to talking about cricket the next day. So I like the variety of the young ones.
When I grow up, I would like to be an interior designer. If you didn't become a teacher, what would you have wanted to be?
Do you really want to be an interior designer?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you change everything around in your house?
No, I'm not allowed to.
What did I want to be? When I had a careers advisor, when I was in year 11, so I was like 15, 16, and they had to have loads of questions about what you like and what you don't like, and it ended up being a radio producer. That's what I wanted to be. I thought, actually, that's quite a good idea. The idea of thinking about content to put on the radio. When I was younger, same, a vet, I think I was. And then eventually I fell into teaching.
How did you fell into teaching?
Oh, good question. I was in sixth form and I helped direct a play. It was Mort by Terry Pratchett. And I just loved working with the younger children, and from there it kind of sparked an idea of I could stay like a 15-year-old boy forever at school.
Something I've learned from the teachers at the Dragon is how to play cricket. When I came to England, I had no idea how to throw a ball, actually, and all I did was swing. So.
Yeah, but you were... Because I was your cricket coach, wasn't I? But you had a baseball background, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I loved how you held the bat at first. You got loads of runs for us, though. It was good fun.
Yeah, it was.
And I've learnt always to do my prep on time. So you and our other teachers teach us so much, both inside and outside of the classroom. What is something a young Dragon has taught you?
To see everything with fresh eyes again. Every time I see some, when you get old and you get stuck in your ways and you start seeing things like, I don't know, something on TV, or you see somebody walking down the street, you don't really appreciate it, or you don't appreciate the sun, or you don't appreciate a flower coming out. I love it when your little e-blockers come out and they're just all crowded around the flower for ages. I'm like, what's the fuss about? So they do remind me.
Time I've shown courage at the Dragon is an anti-bullying week when I had to do that.
And for me is the time when I had three buddies at once and it was very fun to
three?
Yeah, like all of them at once.
Was that a really hectic day?
Yeah.
What made you want to become a teacher at a boarding school, sir?
I didn't. Simple answer. I was working abroad, and myself and my wife wanted to come back to England. And we'd applied all around the country. My other half needs to work in London, so I had to be not too far away from London. And then Dragon came about, and I hadn't been in this country for such a long time. I was living in East Africa. And then they said, why don't you come here? and you'll go to a little place called Schoolhouse and be an assistant parent there. And here I am.
My favourite time of the day at Dragon is probably dorms in the boarding house when we play dodgeball, because I like dodgeball and it's really fun.
Does it still get really competitive?
Yeah, it does.
And mine is at bun break because I can eat and play with my friends. What's your favourite part of the day, sir?
My favourite time of the day?
Yeah.
I like teaching just after bun break. I think because periods one and two, you're kind of slowly waking up. And then after bun break, you're all had some sugar in you, you've been running around, and we get so much more fun out of the lessons. I get more back from you guys.
So when you're not teaching, how do you like to spend your free time?
That's easy. Dungeons and Dragons at the moment. Why are you rolling your eyes at me? You love Dungeons and Dragons.
What is that?
It's like a board game.
It's really hard to explain, isn't it? It's a board game. Oh, you make decisions based on dice rolls. And you create your own characters and you go around and I think you'd quite enjoy it, Daria. So I do Dungeons & Dragons, I play football, I play a bit of cricket. And then I spend a lot of my time just going out and eating, having fun.
My biggest achievement in my lifetime is probably when I learned how to play cricket, actually. I was not very good at playing these kind of sports anyways, but I enjoyed playing cricket, and yeah, it was quite fun.
You've practiced a lot. Have you been practicing your bowling then?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, and my biggest achievement is the ISCBs, because I found it really hard. What's your biggest achievement in life so far, sir?
In life?
Yeah.
That is such a big question. What did I achieve most in life? I set up a football team when I was living in Kenya, and this was made out of all children who didn't go to school, and we raised money playing those games, and eventually with that money we put them in through school, and we toured around Kenya.
Wow.
That was great.
If you could choose to have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Because everyone says invisibility, don't they? You do that, flying, strength. What would yours be?
Shapeshift.
Oh, what an answer that is. So you turn into a cat when you want?
Yeah, or like a bird or something, and you could fly.
That's actually quite good. I really don't know. What would you be, that girl?
Mine would probably be telekinesis or teleportation.
Oh, teleportation would be a really good one.
I could go back to Japan to eat food and then come back for lessons to England, and I think that would be good. To me, Dragon Spirit means having fun.
And to me it means, having fun and being with friends. Yeah.
So, what does Dragon Spirit mean to you?
Dragon Spirit to me means being able to question rules in a very polite manner. And I think dragons are really good at that. We judge the status quo and we're not scared to say, why does it have to be that way?
Yeah, sometimes it gets a bit chaotic.
Yes, it's true. It's chaotic. It's someone described it to me once as an upside down swan. So there's lots of crazy legs going up in the air, but actually we glide and move forward at the same time.
Thank you for answering our questions and sharing your bun break with us, sir.